For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The official website of China's central government has started to accept suggestions and opinions from the general public on the National Economic and Social Development Roadmap for the next 5 years. Suggestions and opinions will be processed and passed on to the institutions drafting the plan, known as the 13th Five-Year Plan, which runs from 2016 to 2020. The public must register with their real name and phone number to submit their opinions. Submissions will last until January the 15th, 2016. 4 people have been killed and 10 others injured in a road accident in northeast China's Heilongjiang province. The accident happened this morning when a tourist bus rolled over on a highway in Shangzhe City. The investigation is still underway. Shanghai has halted work at some construction sites amid concerns over dust as the city suffers severe air pollution. All local kindergartens, primary and secondary schools cancelled outdoor activities this morning. Besides a smog alert, the authorities have adopted emergency measures for the first time this winter. Drivers were warned of poor visibility, and those prone to respiratory disease were advised to stay indoors and wear masks when venturing out. The air quality index suggested heavy pollution in the city Monday afternoon, and the figure continued growing with PM2.5 particles being the major pollutant. The China Cultural Centre in Fiji has been jointly inaugurated by senior officials from both countries. It's expected the centre will take bilateral cultural exchanges to a higher level. China's Vice Minister of Culture, Ding Wei, attending the event, said the centre would further advance mutual understanding and facilitate bilateral friendly relations. Fiji's Parliament Speaker, Jiko Luveni, hailed the centre's establishment as a visionary initiative. Cultural events will be presented and Chinese language and cultural courses and an information service will be provided at the centre. Archaeologists have announced that a rare, well-preserved marble sphinx carving has been unearthed in a tomb in northwest China. The delicately carved sphinx statue was excavated in November along with 8 other carvings in the tomb in Guiyan City in Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region. It has a human face with a bulge on the head and a sitting lion body and was found intact except for minor damage in the middle of the face, displaying excellent craftsmanship. New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Bill English said the people in the country have a clear choice for a new national flag. He made the remarks after the final result of last month's referendum on 5 possible alternatives was revealed. The winner was a stylized white fern on a black and blue background with the 4 red stars of the Southern Cross taking around 50% of the allowable votes. The design will be put forward with the current flag, which features the British Union Jack in the top left corner, to a second referendum next March. The winner of that poll will become, or remain, the official national flag of the country. At least one person has been killed by Typhoon Melo, which has been lashing the central Philippines. A total of over 730,000 people have been evacuated, while millions of people have been left without power. The tripping of transmission lines has led to power interruptions in 9 provinces. A total of 16 domestic flights were cancelled, and more than 7,300 passengers have also been stranded at sea. School classes have been suspended in several cities in the region. It's forecast the typhoon will later weaken to become a severe tropical storm. A ceremony has been held in Albania to mark the 60th anniversary of the country's UN membership. Foreign Minister Ditmir Bushati said at the event that Albania would continue to back peace and security. Bushati also emphasized the country's contribution of troops and police officers to UN-led missions across the world. UN coordinator in Albania, Brian Williams, hailed the country's contribution to promoting peace and security. The ceremony featured an exhibition of archive records about the country's UN membership and screening of a short documentary on the country's role in the organization. British astronaut Tim Peake is ready to make his landmark flight to the International Space Station. The former helicopter pilot is set to launch on a Russian Soyuz rocket at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on Tuesday. He'll be accompanied by crew members Tim Kopra and Yuri Malachenko. Once on the ISS, Peake will begin a program of experiments and educational activities designed to get young people interested in science. Tim Peake is the first British astronaut to fly under the banner of the European Space Agency. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.